USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's administration shut down a State Department inquiry into whether the coronavirus could have spread out of a lab where the Chinese government was studying coronavirus. The Biden administration reportedly cutting off the inquiry this spring after questioning the legitimacy of the research and ultimately concluding it was a poor use of resources. NIH Director Francis Collins was asked on Capitol Hill by Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy if he knew the Biden administration blocked the probe.
The State Department's fight the prior administration's study. Did they consult with you, Dr. Collins?
I read about it in the press this morning.
They just fight it without talking to their experts? You don't want to answer that one, do you?
I just read about it.
At least 9 people are dead in a mass shooting at a light rail facility in San Jose, California. The suspected shooter among the dead. USA Radio News.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing the economic policies of President Biden and congressional Democrats.
Democrats have already dreamt up a massive, record-shattering Washington spending spree. Liberals saw the crisis as a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor saying Democrats are running up the nation's credit card bill. Amazon is involved in another mega media deal.
E-commerce giant Amazon announced Wednesday it has purchased MGM Studios for $8.45 billion. Once one of Hollywood's top dogs, MGM Studios has fallen on hard times since the beginning of the century. MGM is currently owned privately and counts a number of hedge funds as its owners. It's Amazon's biggest acquisition since it bought Whole Foods for $13.7 billion in 2017. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The defense is resting in the case against Christian Rivera, the illegal immigrant who is charged with first-degree murder in the death of former University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Tibbetts was brutally stabbed to death back in 2018 and found in a cornfield. Rivera claims on the night Tibbetts went missing, two masked armed men got into his house and instructed him to drive his car to Tibbetts Town, where they circled her for a jog. Rivera then saying the two masked men killed Tibbetts and instructed him to drive into the cornfield and dump Tibbetts' body there. Mark Eglash is a former prosecutor. He says the story Rivera is telling just doesn't add up.
What the defense is doing is what we occasionally see on a football field. We call it a Hail Mary, right? When your back's against the wall, when you're desperate, when you know defeat is inevitable, you got to do something. So he took what he could not dispute, scientific evidence proving her blood was in his vehicle, his confession, video evidence showing him at the scene, and he weaved a story that loosely is based upon the facts.
The jury set to begin deliberating the case on Thursday. Oklahoma AG Mike Hunter is resigning just days after filing for a divorce from his wife following reports of an affair. In a statement from his office, Hunter saying his resignation will begin effective June 1st. The statement saying the move comes as certain personal matters could become a distraction for the office. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.